LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Bob Lennox. Paul Mallett. Paul is the head chef, I guess you could say, with the 48th annual gumbo dinner and bazaar that's going to be happening at the Memorial United Methodist Church on Charals in Monroe. It's coming up Thursday, this Thursday. Paul, have you been cooking up a storm? The storm's still going on, I guess.
Yes, it certainly is. We have a lot of gumbo that we're preparing, and it's ready to go.
So before we get into the gumbo, and we're definitely going to delve into that, as well as a lot of other great food that's going to be served up coming up Thursday, talking about the Memorial United Methodist Church, United Methodist Women's Group, kind of put this all together.
They started it back 48 years ago. Hervey Moak was he was a maintenance superintendent here, and his wife was very instrumental in starting the gumbo. Naturally, it has evolved and changed, and always for the better, just like the college. It's better than it was.
There you go. So how did you become a part of this? Because I think it was initially just a little side help there.
It really was. And, of course, our membership, like most churches, has kind of dwindled, and they had less ladies there. And the cook at the time was Miss Vera Bullock. Mm-hmm. And Miss Vera was having to come up here early to the church, and I saw this, and I was very unaware of what was taking place. But I came to help her, and it evolved from that, not intentional at all.
So now the and of course talking about the proceeds from this going to various projects that the United Methodist Women's Group are involved in here in town?
Yes, they have their projects that they run annually every year, and they feed different organizations. They contribute to different places. It has become so large, and the membership of the Women Methodist Women is down to where it's kind of a church-wide event with the Methodist women really in charge of it. Yes. Yeah.
So the secret recipe, that belongs to you?
Right now, I'm the only one that has it. Yes, that's right. I've thought a lot about this. I think I'm ready to give it someone else, well, along with all the responsibilities and everything that goes with it, and I swear that they'll keep it.
Oh, I'm sure everybody's looking forward to partaking before they take you up on that offer. So the gumbo, it's chicken and shrimp?
Chicken and shrimp, and of course, there in Louisiana, there are basic ingredients in all gumbo, and start with the roux, and from there they are all different. You have different meats than we are with the chicken and shrimp, and anything in between is where we keep the amounts and how much and what it is. It's our own secret to it, and we've improved on it over the years, and we think we've hit it pretty good.
It's going to be happening this Thursday. Now, we mentioned some of the preparation. Y'all start cooking this up because also frozen pints are available, and you know, the thing is that y'all started October.
The first week in October on Wednesday and Thursday, and we do the first and second weeks, skip the third, and do the fourth week, the 2 days. And we think we have probably 250 gallons or so of the gumbo.
Right. And not only the gumbo, but also a lot of great eats that y'all are going to be offering this Thursday.
We have cakes. We have pies. These are all homemade. Mm-hmm. We have yeast rolls that are kind of brown and served. They're frozen, ready to be heated and served. We have homemade jellies, jams. We have arts and crafts. We still have a lot of talented people in our church, and there are still some other people that in the community that are supportive of it. They bring theirs, and we really have a lot of good stuff.
And if you have the bigger appetite like myself, you also have beef brisket sandwich. I think ham and cheese sandwich is also available. So I'm thinking sandwich and gumbo.
Ham and cheese, little as you think, not everybody likes gumbo, but the brisket, I think that it would make up the difference. Ham and cheese, it's always good also.
Right. Talking with Paul Mallett, the head chef with the 48th annual gumbo sale that's going to be going on Dinner and Bazaar at the Memorial United Methodist Church at 401 Charouse. It's going to be, the bazaar opens 8 a.m. till 7 p.m. this Thursday. Gumbo is going to be served, Paul, 11 to 2 and then 5 to 7. So a little bit of a break for you there.
Yes, it is. This gives a chance to kind of recoup from the lunch. We expect several people for the lunch. One thing, too, ULM, we go back. We have boys from the School of Pharmacy that have been so helpful. They come and help us set up for the bazaar. They help us serve that day. And we really get a real benefit from this. And I hope and think that they might get a little enjoyment too, go hobnobbing around with the old folks.
Exactly. Well, it definitely looks like it's going to be a great event. Of course, coming up Thursday, again, serving times 11 to 2 for lunch, 5 to 7. And folks can find out more information. What is that number, Paul?
That is 343-3033. And I think we have not mentioned the price of the frozen gumbo at $7.
Okay.
The lunch that we have is $7. The brisket sandwiches, I believe, are $3.
Okay.
And I think you'll find the cakes and pies vary.
Yes, they do.
Per slice and per how much pecans or how rich the cake is how much it is.
Paul, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, I thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.